Howard from Albury, what's your question?
My question's around financial offerings being made available to the electorate. It was actually, the question I posed was proposed to Mr. Applin by the Board of Mail this morning, but I'd like other candidates' opinions also, and obviously Greg can have the right of confirming his response, about the belief that no more funding would be made available to this area above what is currently made available if this seat was actually a marginal, in fact, a swinging seat.
Well, it's very interesting that you raise that point, because we've got personal experience here. For those of you who can remember the 1999 election, this electorate became marginal. A difference in primary votes of 687. Actually, there was a final count. 687 was the difference. We became marginal. Did we see any great changes? Did we receive enormous amounts of money as a result of that? No, we did not. The largest projects that have been delivered in this electorate in the last 20 years are the ones that I mentioned earlier and you saw reported in the Board of Mail today. And why is that? That's because good economic management is allowing the money to flow, and we've got good representation in Sydney to make sure that we are on the radar, no uncertain terms, and the money will continue to flow in the future if we're able to continue in government.
Thank you. Greg Applin. Ross Jackson.
Well, let me put that in perspective. In 2007, Mr. Applin first stated that the Riverina Highway was a complete goat track. He said that in Parliament. In 2012, when they took government, the 4 years of government that they forget, he stated the Riverina Highway does not require an upgrade due to the low traffic numbers. Now, 3 years down the track, we've got the money. It's only because of local pressure. Also, back in 2007, Tynan Road at Tabletop was identified as a risk, where you pull onto the highway and there's a level crossing there. So much so that your friend that came down for the $11 million, Duncan Gay, stated, and I quote, "Frankly, I don't think I've seen a combination of more dangerous issues anywhere in the state." You've had office since 2012. What have you done about it?
Oh, what a lovely question. Now, there are some furphies there, of course, because I was quoting Carl Scully, and I think you know which party he represented. He actually said that to me in a letter, and he said that verbally to me. So I did quote him, yes, and that's what he said about the Riverina Highway. However, I wasn't satisfied, so I did take it to our government, and you'll recall that in 2013 I obtained $150,000 from the government to start conducting surveys and research on that particular road. That did take place. It resulted finally in public consultation last year. It resulted in plans being drawn up and a commitment by the government to replace not just the 2.5 kilometres of road from Sandy Creek up to Lake Hume Resort, but in fact more than 5 kilometres of road, because we decided to do the whole road all the way down to Bathanga Bridge. That's an $11 million commitment. No government prior to that was prepared to do it, and that was 16 years of Labour, tinkered around the edges. Yes, we did get some work done. We managed to have some trees taken down. We did some road widening. We lowered the speed limit to 80 kilometres an hour. Now we're going to make sure that that road all the way to Lake Hume is compatible with the road that leads to Sandy Creek. As for Tynan Road, yes, we did spend something like $600,000 on making it a lot safer, but if you look through council records, you'll find they didn't want a boom gate, and I wrote to them about that.
Thank you, Greg Applin. I'll give the other two candidates a very quick opportunity to comment on financial assistance to the region and marginalisation if they wish to.
Yeah,
very quickly, Kim.
I don't believe I'd matter anything.
Okay. Nilofa?
Look, I just think that the choice between Liberal and Labor is very last century, and it's time for a change. We need some innovative people, and we need a really strong voice in the city. Now, Greg, I think, does a pretty good job, so I'm not knocking him, but I would be prepared to speak out.
Okay. Thank you, Nilofa King from the Greens.